So I will present you the advances of our work aiming at developing highly resistant reniform nematode. So I will present the advances of our work regarding the development of highly resistant plant to the reniform nematode from the three specific hybrids, Hirsutum, Tuberi, Longicalix. So this three specific hybrid was created according to the pseudophyletic introgression method by crossing Gossypium Hirsutum with Gossypium Tuberi to produce a sterile triploid hybrid whose chromosome number was doubled using Kolchicide to produce a fertile halohexaploid, which was crossed to Gossypium longicalix to produce the tri-specific hybrid. This tri-specific hybrid was backcrossed three times to produce F1, BC1F1, BC2F2, and actually we are now in BC3F1 population, but I will not present results about this population today. So all the plants were cultivated in controlled condition in growth chambers. In order to assess their resistance to the reniform nematode, they were inoculated with 6,000 eggs of reniformis per plant, 30 days after sowing. 2 months after the inoculation, the roots were harvested, and the number of egg produced by the root systems were assessed. It was a destructive method, but all the plants were multiplied by grafting so that we keep them to continue the breeding process. The resistance level of each plant was assessed according to a relative scale, comparing the production of eggs on the roots of the plants to the one counted on sensitive and susceptible control plants. So this resistance scaled, the classes of this scale varied from total immunity for plants presenting no eggs at all to very high susceptibility for plants presenting more than 100% of the egg number by gram of roots of the susceptible control plants. So in each generation, we have chosen one plant for the quality of its root system and for its high level of resistance compared to its siblings. And this plant was used to produce by backcrossing with the recurrence parents, the next backcross generation. So in order to understand the genetic determinism of the resistance and to identify the possible sources of resistance among the genomes involved in the creation of the HTL hybrid, all the plants were screened using the BNL3279 SSR markers. This marker was identified by Digg et al. And by the team of Dr. Jody Scheffler as very useful to identify DNA fragments that were associated to resistant genes from Gossypium longicalix and from Gossypium aridum. So these markers amplifies PCR products that are located on two distinct loci of chromosome 11 and chromosome 21. So for the first loci, a fragment of 122 base pair is contributed by chromosome 11 of the D subgenome of Gossypium hirsutum. And here, and a fragment of 117 base pairs is contributed by the chromosome of Gossypium thurberi that is homologue to chromosome 11 and chromosome 21. So in the rest of my presentation, these two alleles will be termed as HD for the allele specific to the D subgenomes, and T for the allele specific of Gossypium thurberi. So the second, for the second loci, 112 base pair fragments is contributed by chromosome 11 from the subgenome A of Gossypium hirsutum, and a 114 base pair fragment is contributed by Gossypium longicalix F1 genome. So both alleles will be termed as L for the Gossypium longicalix specific allele and HA for the Gossypium hirsutum subgenome A in the rest of my presentation. So according to the pairing affinities existing between the genomes involved in the creation of the HTL hybrid, recombination should occur between the HD and T allele, between the subgenome D of Gossypium hirsutum and the genome of Gossypium thurberi on the one hand, and between the subgenome A of Gossypium hirsutum and genome F1 on the other hand. So here are the results of our genotyping and phenotyping work for the first backcrossing schemes. So in the F1 population, we obtain one susceptible plant for five resistant or highly resistant plants. In the BC1 F1 population, we obtain three susceptible for 16 resistant and highly resistant plants. And in the BC2 F1, we obtained two susceptible for three resistant plants. There was only, in the F1 progeny, there was only one plant carrying the allele specific to Gossypium thurberi. And as this plant was not selected in the rest of the breeding work, we haven't evaluated the transfer of this allele in the following generation. Most of the sensitive plants presented only allele specific to Gossypium hirsutum, but two out of six susceptible plants also presented allele specific to Gossypium longicalix. And in the resistant plant, only 8 out of 24 resistant plants presented the allele specific of Gossypium longicalix. So that was for our first backcrossing scheme. For our second backcrossing scheme, so in the F1 generation, we obtain three susceptible and five resistant or highly resistant plants. In the BC1 F1 progeny, three susceptible for six resistant or highly resistant plant, and in the BC2 F1, eight susceptible for 11 resistant or highly resistant plant. Regarding the presence of the allele specific to Gossypium thurberi, so one of the F1 plants out of eight carried this allele. It also carried the allele specific to Gossypium longicalix. So this plant was selected to be backcrossed to produce the BC1 F1 population. And in this population, only one plant out of 9 presented the allele specific to Gossypium thurberi. This plant was not selected to produce a BC2F1 generation. So again, regarding the proportion of the sensitive susceptible plants, most of them were carrying only allele specific to Gossypium hirsutum, but three out of 14 susceptible plants were also carrying the allele specific to Gossypium longicalyx. So among the resistant plants, more than three-fourths of these plants carried the allele specific to Gossypium longicalyx. But one-fourth did not carry this allele and only carried mainly alleles from Gossypium hirsutum, specific to Gossypium hirsutum. So when we compare the phenotypic and the genotypic segregation for all the HTL derivatives we have produced, we can see that first we observed only susceptible or resistant or highly resistant plants, so no moderately resistant plant, no highly susceptible plants, no totally immune plants. The number of resistant plants was higher than the number of susceptible plants. And if the distribution of homozygous and heterozygous plants for the allele specific to longicalyx was coherent to a 1-to-1 ratio, it was not the case for the allele specific to Gossypium thurberi. For this allele, we observed a very important distortion of segregation, which led to a rapid disparition of this allele from the progenies in the backcrossing generation. As the results of different trials carried out in controlled condition and field condition seem to put in evidence, to put in question the quality of the root system of the long-grain material, we have compared the mean weight of the roots produced by plants, including the allele of specific to Gossypium longicalyx and not including it. On an average, the plants which carried the allele of Gossypium longicalyx produced a less developed root system in the F1, BC1F1, and BC2F1 population, but the coefficient of variation was too high to be able to put in evidence a statistically significant difference between the two groups of plants. So what we can conclude the condition of our experiment and for the first backcross generation we produced from the HTL hybrid, there is no clear association of the resistance to the reniform nematode with the presence of the BNL 3279 longicalyx allele. Gossypium thurberi genes might, collocated close to BNL 3279 thurberi allele, might play a role in the improvement of the resistance to the reniform nematode, but the number of plants carrying this allele was too low to draw a definitive conclusion about this hypothesis. We observed an important distortion of segregation mechanism that led to the rapid disparition of the allele specific to Gossypium thurberi in the selected HTL derivatives. And we think that the genes of tuberi and or longicalyx, other genes than the one we try to monitor, may influence the expression of the resistance to the reniform nematode. We could have epistatic influence or other kind of interaction. I thank you for your attention.